Francisco. I'm a student at Cedar Crest College. So I have both a mom and a dad. And I have two brothers. I am the middle child and only daughter. So I come from a Puerto Rican family. We're very patriotic, not only of like the United States, but also of the islands. We celebrate Christmas and Three Kings Day. So in Puerto Rico, what they do is, from what my mother's told me, is that they take hay or grass and they leave it outside to feed the camels. And then when they wake up, there will be gifts for them where they left the grass. I never really did the grass part because my mom said that was too, she didn't want dirt in the house. But we did do the, it was like a day of rest, a day of when we finally put away all the Christmas decorations, where my mom would lead the prayers when we were super Christian, not any longer, where we start like getting ready for New Year's. And see, so like holidays starting from like Halloween up until Three Kings Day was fun. And then I don't really like New Year's because from Three Kings Day to New Year's was just all cleaning. What we do is, and I hated it every year because my mom would just go crazy. She's very much the law of the house. She's the police force, she would say. The enforcer. But we would have to clean absolutely everything. Everything to little minute details. We would actually scrub the walls and the ceilings, getting rid of all the dust, everything, mopping all of it. And then before it hit midnight on New Year's, my mom would go around the house with this incense and she would pray in Spanish. So we have to clean everything out because to get rid of all the baggage and the bad spirits, the negative energy from the years, from the year prior, so that this new year starts off completely clean. But it's so stressful. I'd be so tired. We had to stay awake because there's other stuff. New Year's is like a whole ordeal. So she would go around the house with the incense, every corner she would. So she would go into the top room, the top floor first, start in one room, go to all the corners of that room while she's praying, go to the next room, same thing, all four corners until she goes to the bottom floor, and then she'd do the same thing, still praying, and we finally get down to where the TV is, where you saw the big ball drop. Doesn't end there because we have to write our New Year's wishes, and so like first half is thank you to God, second half is what we would like or what we would work for in the new year. And then as soon as we hit midnight, we would burn that, we would burn the list that we made, and my dad would, I don't know, this is just my dad thing, I don't think this is like really part of like any ritual, but my dad would smoke a cigar, and that's the only time he would ever smoke is on New Year's. But, like, I'd be so tired, like, by the time it's, like, 2 a.m. or, like, 1:50, I'm just asleep. It's just, I could just hear my mother screaming. And we'd have to cook at the same time. And I was the one cooking. She trusted me to make sure things didn't burn. But when it came to, like, actually cooking, she'd be like, all right, do that for me. And then come back, like, literally a minute later and be like, you're doing it wrong. And me and do it herself. And I'm like, okay. But, you know, it's my mom. We've never been out for New Year's. Because you need to be... So I think it's the idea that the people you are with on New Year's are the people that you will stay with in the new year. Even my older brother, he, even though he has his own place and he has a kid now, he still comes back to our house for New Year's. Because he knows that that's a big deal for my mom.